Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another great show. We hope everybody had an awesome Thanksgiving and that you're chilling out. Maybe not listening to the show over the weekend. Maybe you're saving it. But hey, get out there and run, walk, and take us with you as you work off all that turkey and stuffing from a great holiday here in the States. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Don't forget, today's show is sponsored, as always, here on a Friday by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for that next Disney adventure, and let's face it, we're all looking at the horizon to head down to Walt Disney World, maybe out to Disneyland, sailing with the Disney Cruise Line, maybe even a very special Adventures by Disney getaway. Drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great specials, all the services they offer to their guests for free. And while you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. The agents over at the Magic for Less are the best of the best. They care about their guests. They are highly trained, and they're going to get you the best deal possible and make that trip the most magical it can be. So check them out today. Support the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com. As it is a little day called Black Friday, where I think you're going to do a little bit of shopping online, maybe, please use our Amazon affiliate link if you do. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Don't forget, you get all your Prime benefits. You're still going to get those killer deals. It's not going to cost you a penny extra. And if you click through our link, it does support everything we do throughout the year, and we'd appreciate that so very much. So please, as you do your shopping this holiday season, use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1570 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday. Happy Black Friday to you. Totally a consumerism thing. It's not really a holiday, but hey, let's go with it. It's going to be everywhere on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook today. And now that I said that out loud, it'll have all kinds of ads because that's what Instagram does. It listens to us. I swear, I'm not kidding. If I say a word, I have an ad with it 3 minutes later. But that's another podcast. So we're going to have fun talking Disney with you today, but with a Black Friday twist. So joining me today, we have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Happy post-Thanksgiving. This is actually one of my favorite days of the year because it's football and leftovers. And I might like leftovers better than Thursday. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I love leftovers.
I know. You know what? There's something about eating stuffing out of the container, out of the refrigerator. I mean, like, don't even get a plate. Just crack open the top and take some out. I'm just saying that's a great way to eat some stuffing. So anyways, but yeah, it's a fun day. And I hope everyone at home is having a good time and got some good bargains.
So let me ask you this, because today is the national holiday of leftovers. I'll do this today, tomorrow, Sunday, and I'll push my luck even into next week. I don't care. Maybe it'll be too old and I'll get food poisoned, but I'm willing to take the chance. But what I do is I make my own holiday sandwiches from Earl's Sandwich. I get all the same stuff and just cram it on the white bread and I'm good. I mean, I'll make 10 of those here in the next few days.
We actually buy special ciabatta rolls from Costco to do it and put them in the panini maker. So we load it up. And what we've found is key with this is the cranberry sauce.
Yes. Yeah. Cause you got to have the sweet. You got to have the sweet. Yes.
And you need that moisture too. So like these are important things. So the panini maker actually makes them better too, I think, cause it sort of smushes it together and sort of gives you those sort of grill marks. So yeah, so we're professionals at this, my friend. So yes.
Oh, I might have to try that because my grandma, God rest her soul, she passed away a few years back, but she gave me, I think it was like from like Kohl's or something. It was a sandwich maker. It was just like some little like $15 kitchen top appliance that you just basically, you just put your sandwich in there and just kind of squash it down. You plug it in when the light comes on. It's kind of like an iron, really. I mean, it's not very expensive, but I've used it forever. I used it way back when, you know, probably 20 years ago, but that might be the way to take it to the next level. Kind of makes like little hot pockets, like triangular hot pockets.
It puts a seam down the middle. Talking about. Yeah. I remember seeing that. So there's a place near us. So we have a couple of good, really good Thanksgiving places. There's a place near us called Mad Mex that makes the Gobblerito. which is a burrito that has stuffing.
Hallelujah, man. That is my jam. I'm in my car now. Right?
And then there's another place that's very close to us called Pig Iron. And they take stuffing and they make stuffing waffles. And then so it makes this like crispiness to it.
That's good.
And then they put like the turkey and gravy on it and, other, you know, cranberry sauce and stuff like that. But yum.
Oh, so my gosh. We're recording this before Thanksgiving and you are absolutely killing me. You're absolutely killing me. And Matthew McGuire in our live chat says in-laws are trying stuffing in a Mickey waffle.
Oh, there. See? Yeah.
Dude, God, love that, man. Those are good in-laws. Good stuff. Yeah. I have the best in-laws, but pretty good. All right, so let's get to today's topic. Today we're talking about great deals down at Walt Disney World right now. Of course, it is Black Friday. Everybody's getting the great deals online. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Thank you so much. But, I mean, I was having this conversation with my wife, and we're actually kind of talking about it on the live show that we did last Sunday night. And there are some things right now that I think, you know, it's all about timing. I think that, you know, you got to get in with Walt Disney World. Disney's expensive as a whole. A lot of things are expensive, but it's quality stuff. It's a good value, but it's not cheap. But I think there are some things out there right now that are an outstanding value, but I don't know how long this is going to hold. So we're going to kind of talk about these things. If you have something, put it in the live chat with us. We'll include that in the show today. The first thing I want to mention, I was talking with my good buddy Justin on Sunday night on his call, and we were talking about his stay at Coronado Springs in the Grandestino Tower, how he really enjoyed the rooms. I wish you'd have been there, Pam, because I know you've stayed there a couple times. I don't have the perspective yet. But he said it's, you know, some of the best rooms he stayed in. Not a ton of Disney, but it just felt really comfortable, really good, high quality. He almost called it a deluxe. And the thing is, you know, I help people plan trips, you know, all day. And the thing is, over the past few months, when you wanted to stay at Grandestino Tower, and it's still there, like, the rates you're getting there are outstanding. And I don't know if, you know, come next summer, we're going to see rates anywhere in this ballpark. I don't know. You know, once the word gets out, it starts booking up more solid. But, I mean, right now, Grandestino Tower, like, standard Waterview Tower rooms, they're a steal. I mean, I hate to say it, but they're a really, really good deal, just a little bit more than Pop Century. So that's one of the things. If I was looking for, like, Black Friday deals at Pop, you know, we're not doing Black Friday. There's no sales. But right now, that's a great value down at Walt Disney World.
I think so, too. I think that's the beauty of trying something when it's new, is that it's typically going to be lower priced than it is once the popularity and the word gets out there. I have not met anyone who did not love their stay at Grandestino Towers. They just, it's just really is such a cool destination. And not that the rest of Coronado is not awesome, too, because it absolutely still is. I really still think even the standard rooms at Coronado are more like a deluxe light than they are like a moderate, but Grandestino really is, like you mentioned, just a good value right now for sure.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And the thing is, you know, like you said, even the standard rooms that are outside of the tower, really, really good deals too. But the way I saw it, like when the tower was going up and, you know, we kind of get in our minds like how we think the pricing structure is going to go. I thought for sure the tower rooms would be like double, you know, like the other rooms. And we're not seeing that. I mean, you can, it's not a huge, you know, premium to stay in the tower, which I thought that'd be the case. I thought, well, it's going to be nice to have this new tower with, you know, these updated amenities, kind of a more upscale feel, but I'm still going to be the guy that's out in the standard rooms where, you know, I could swing a tower room, which I didn't think I would be able to. So I'm glad they didn't kind of, you know, have like a class system, like here's the tower folks and here's the people down in the other buildings, you know, the old school.
No,
folks.
It's true. And the other thing about Grandestino is that it's the only moderate resort to have a club level. So for not that much more, you can even enjoy that experience, which is going to be one of the least expensive club level experiences on property. So
good deal. All right. So what do you have in mind when it comes to stuff right now that's a good value, like where timing is going to be important?
So I'm going to say on the same vein that right now, Disney Visa cardholders get to save up to
50%. I'm like, dude, where's my card?
I know. Up to 40% at stays at the Riviera Resort. And that's a huge deal. Now, these are stays December 16th through March 31st of next year. But still, if you're considering a trip during that time and you are a Disney Visa cardholder, make sure you have your agent check and see if that's available for you. Now, the number of rooms offered at that price on each date are limited, so keep that in mind. But 40% off of a Disney resort. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you saw that?
Yeah, so. And in a year from now, you're not going to see that. You know, this is just because it's new. You know, it's like the new thing. Let me ask you this. I got a question about that. So when I first heard the rumors that they were going to build towers, you know, outside of like the contemporary, because it's iconic in its shape. But like when I heard there's a big tower going in at Coronado Springs or over at Caribbean Beach, they're going to build the tower. Like, I was really kind of, you know, I'm not a complainer, but I wasn't excited about the idea. And I don't know why, because Walt Disney World's so flat. Like, I like the idea that all the hotels are like 3-4 stories maximum. But I think what we're getting, again, you're talking about a tower with good deals. You get volume of rooms because it's vertical. You know what I'm saying? They have a lot of rooms to fill. That's the reason these deals are out there. And I think they've done a good job of making these towers beautiful and non-obtrusive, which, I mean, it does kind of change the skyline when you're driving down World Drive. You see the tower over to the left if you're heading to the Magic Kingdom at Coronado and so forth. But it doesn't bother me like I thought it would.
No, and not only that, the rooms in these towers have spectacular views. I mean, they have things that we can't traditionally see at other resorts. And that is, you have that expansive view that can really stretch for miles. And there's just are very few locations in Walt Disney World where you have that expansive kind of view. So that's a huge plus too.
Yeah, but the only way you can do, you know, these fireworks viewing restaurants is to be, you know, to be vertical, you know, to put these restaurants on the top. I mean, you got to do that. I mean, they're forward thinking. I just, you know, I don't know. I think a lot of times we get set in our ways. You know, Walt Disney World was always like very flat. You know, you have Pop Century with 4 stories, you know, the All-Stars with 3, you know, Caribbean Beach, Riverside, usually about 3 stories. You know, it was just, that was kind of the build, you know, outside of the contemporary, nothing was tall. But I don't think it's not bothering me. They've done a good job with theming. They look great. So
I agree.
I just wonder if other people thought that. Because I like looking back because stuff changes so fast. It's crazy. All right. So the next thing I would say, and somebody in our live chat here, Jason, nailed it. This is the one I was thinking about earlier. And this has been true for 5, 6, 7 years at least. It's got to be the best deal on property. And it still is. And I can't believe it. Let's keep it this way. I still can't believe it's this cheap. It's the haircut at the Harmony Barbershop, and especially the My First haircut, where you get the extras, like you get the ears, you get the little, they clip the hair and put it in a baggie or something. And I think you get a certificate too. $25. Dude, I pay that at Great Clips across the street. Pampa is way more than that for a haircut.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. I know I do too. So, but it is, and it's right there in the Magic Kingdom. It's not just a haircut. It's an experience. And you don't have to worry about somebody untrained being there cutting your hair. They do a great job and they add a lot of extras. So it really is a cool experience. I hope they never take this one away.
No, and I've always had the last couple times I've had Ron. He's a Disney. He's got the blue name tag. So he's been there a long time. He's been recognized for being a great cast member. And it is. I mean, it's kind of like going back in time. It's so small in there. It's quaint. You know, it's bizarre because when you tell somebody who's not a huge, you know, person who's listening to a Disney podcast and stalking Disney Twitter, like, you're doing what at the Magic Kingdom? Because, you know, you go down there, even if you tell them, like, you're having a meal, they're like, you're having a sit-down meal at an amusement park? Well, it's a theme park. Okay, let me get you, let me set you straight. Yes, I'm getting a haircut. You can get your haircut in the park? Yes, you can, and it's awesome. Because it fits in with Main Street USA. There would be a barbershop, and it's functional. I'm glad it's not just a facade. It's functional. You can experience it. It's cool.
Yeah. It's one of those little hidden touches. Yeah,
and your hair doesn't look terrible. I mean, I get less and less, so there you go. I get, you know, pixie dust or whatever. All right, so what else do you have that's a good deal?
So I'm going to bring up something that is a good deal, but it isn't used as often as it should be. And that is the Park Hopper Plus option.
Yes.
Now, once you've bought the Park Hopper option, which I know most people do buy, they just, like me, don't want to be confined to one park throughout the day. I want the freedom to bounce around. I also want to be able to take advantage of extra magic hours and then leave or take advantage of another park and then make it for extra magic hours at a different park. So I want all those options open to me. So once you've purchased the Park Hopper option on your tickets, it is typically about $20 more to add Park Hopper Plus. And that includes admission to water parks and other Walt Disney World, you know, sportsy kind of fun,
putt-putt, mini golf.
Mini golf, right, for sure. So consider that. If you're going to already have the park hopper, consider adding on that plus option. You'll be able to go to the water parks multiple times, depending on the length of stay of your ticket. And you can more than make up your money on that one. And it's really a slam dunk. Truly, truly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you're going to the water park once, you're coming out way ahead. And then you know what? I think Ricky and I were talking about this on the live call-in show last night, that we had a long discussion about NBA experience, which I think is going to be my next one. It's a thing that if you're going to get in, now is probably going to be the lowest price you're ever going to pay, because they're kind of hurting to get people in. So they're being aggressive in their offers to get you in, their discounts and so forth. But I think the thing is, like, back, you know, you speak of the Park Hopper Plus. You know, I look back at the days where you had the Ultimate Park Hopper ticket. Basically, you bought a package just like a decade ago. I remember the commercials. Remember the commercials on the resort TV with like the big ticket
to walk around?
I love that stuff. God, I miss that stuff. I'll have to go on YouTube. But like the thing was, you know, is we were kind of falling in love with Walt Disney World. I think the thing that really kind of got me going was the environment, but also back in the day, and you know, I know Magic Your Way, but the point of it was that you're only paying for the things you want. You're basically customizing your trip. You're not paying for things you don't want. You're just paying for the things that are going to be important to you, which I understand. That's great. But I'm one of those people. This is kind of why I think I like cruising so much, is that I love the flexibility and just I loved going to Walt Disney World knowing that if I stay in 7 nights for 7 days, I could do whatever I wanted. If I wanted to do Disney Quest, I did Disney Quest. I didn't pay extra for it. I just, like, you know, Ricky and I were talking about this where I almost wish that would come back, where I know that they would charge more because they're going to charge you for all that stuff, whether you use it or not. Where Magic Your Way, you're not paying for it if you're not using it, ideally.
Right.
But I just like the idea of, like, the world was mine. If I want to go to Pleasure Island back in the day, I did. You know, if I want to go to a water park, I did. I haven't gone to a water park since those days. I'm tight. I hate paying extra. But you're right. Park Hopper Plus, man, kind of opens up that door again a little bit.
It really does. And so here are the things that are included in Park Hopper Plus. You have Blizzard Beach, Typhoon Lagoon, ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex, Disney's Oak Trail Golf Course, which is a 9-hole walking course. So that covers your greens fees. And then you also have Disney's Fantasia Gardens, which is the mini golf, and Winter Summerland, which I kind of think more as like goofy golf.
Yeah, that's more fun. I think Winter Summerland's a lot more fun than Fantasia Gardens. Yeah. Just my opinion.
Unless you're a real golfer.
Yes.
You're just still bitter because I got 2 hole-in-ones.
You are good. You're a hustler.
I'm not good. It was 100% luck, but... It's because I'm not really competitive in that space. So.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's what it is. I am competitive, so, you know, that's...
I know. You put too much pressure on
me. Ticks you off, boy. It's like, I'm shooting a 7 on this. I've got a snowman on number 12. Ugh, whatever. And it wasn't because it was Winter Summerland. It's because I got an 8. Anyway, so, okay, so that's another thing. I mentioned NBA experience. You know, how do you feel about what's happening with that? Because Ricky and I had kind of a nice discussion there. You know, obviously... They're aggressively discounting it. And if you're a basketball fan, it's a great opportunity to have some experiences. Jennifer called in and said how much her daughter, Jocelyn, who's a big basketball fan, enjoyed it, her, you know, and really got the, she showed me some great pictures. They had photo pass in there and they kind of gave her metrics on her shooting, which was really cool. I haven't had experience with it, so it's hard to say, but I just, from what I'm reading and what I'm seeing, I don't think it's being as successful as they were hoping.
I think that they really haven't had time to sort of roll out and explain what this is to people. I've heard so many people say, wasn't that at City Walk? And so then why did they move there? Nope. The NBA was a restaurant. It was a restaurant over in City Walk, and it's a completely different thing. It's really an interactive experience where you're going to be able to do all of these things. And there are so many people who are basketball fans. I think being able to participate in this way is something that really will appeal to a lot of people. So I think what they've made a great experience. They just haven't gotten the messaging out there yet to explain to people and to invite them in and to, you know, really see how that is. And this is Disney. I think they will. I really, truly do. But I think it'll take them a little bit. And it'll take people going and experiencing that and sharing stories like, you know, like you heard too. So,
yeah. And I think the thing is, now's the time to go, because as it starts to gain momentum and popularity, the prices will inch up as they do. You know, with that, we had somebody give a comment when we were doing the live show that, maybe it would have been better if they'd have made the space kind of like a, and again, I know it's branding and it's probably you know, it's an NBA / Disney agreement where they're partners in this. But the space would have been kind of cool if they could have made it like an ESPN space. And maybe, you know, during college football, they set it up for that because that's huge. But I think the goal, as I look at it from just a Disney fan and a sports fan, which I'm both equally, I think that the NBA, out of the four major sports leagues in the United States, is most popular internationally. I think this is kind of a, not only, you know, an NBA United States fan kind of environment, but I think it's mostly for the folks that are coming over internationally, because I think NBA is huge outside of the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I think we will see the popularity continue to increase for sure. So,
speaking of Black Friday, and I've said this forever, how is there not an Apple store in Disney Springs? Would that not be just like printing money? I mean, I just seems like it's so like, if there's one store that should be in Disney Springs, it'd be an Apple store, because for one thing, again, the international guest would have the opportunity. And I know there's Apple stores all over the world. They're not just in the United States. They're in Dubai.
Right.
Everywhere.
Right.
It's not that big a deal. But I think there's something about being on vacation that makes it a little easier to cut loose with your money. I mean, like when you go to Disney, like there's a Ron John's in Disney Springs now. It just opened. Mm-hmm. Like I could see folks rolling home with a surfboard or like some Ron John's clothes. Like, if you were at home, would you buy that stuff? Probably not. But you're on vacation. And I, you know, secondarily, I think it'd be great that if your phone breaks, you know, to go and have a Genius check it out and, you know, buy while you're there, you're probably going to buy a cable or a case or, you know, something that costs $1 million that you probably wouldn't purchase. I just like remember when the old Virgin Atlantic music store used to be at Disney, downtown Disney, mm-hmm. that big old gigantic music store.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should have been an Apple store.
I wonder if there's some kind of contractual limitation because of where the other Apple stores in the area are located. Like they have promised to not put one within a certain radius or something. I don't know. And I wonder if they're worried that their Genius Bar will be overrun. Because how many issues do you have with your phone when you're on vacation, right?
But how many times do you need to buy something? You know, I mean, think how many times. I mean, the thing is, the problem they would have is like the Brinks truck backing up wouldn't be big enough is what I think.
That's very true. It's very true.
I just think about that all the time. Like if there's any one big store. Because, you know, their stores are kind of flashy. Like the one in New York's like a cube, you know, and it's got glass. And I just think it'd be, you know, I'm an Apple fanboy, but I just think it makes sense. But anyway, so, you know, tangent. There you go. All right. So give us something else that's a good deal down there right now.
So I'm going to say that Disney's Magical Express is still a really awesome value, especially since it costs you a big fat zero. But
I like free.
When you think about what people pay for transportation to and from the airport, I think that it's something that you really have to include in the cost of your on-site Disney resort stay. It's a huge convenience. It, you know, it does it for free. And the fact that your luggage can show up in your room magically that's a huge plus for me in terms of, you know, losing that aggravation and the stress and schlepping your luggage around. There's something to be said for that. So I think that that's a big value in terms of that. Now, not a monetary one, maybe, because you don't have to pay for it up front. But I think it absolutely has some value that you can monetize there.
Well, you know what, too? The value has gone up in that one because before they charge for parking, I mean, you were renting a car. Now, if you take Magical Express and, you know, transportation around the resort's getting better with the Skyliner, you know, so really, I mean, it makes you really think about, do I need to rent a car if I'm only going to use it? And I know you guys do, but I don't, because, you know, I can make do, because when I need to get from like resort to resort, I just supplement with Uber, Lyft, or a minivan, you know, because it's not true all the time. You got to think about it now.
Transportation as a whole on Disney, I think that, you know, there are very few vacations that you can go on and not have to consider the transportation options. And Magical Express, like you mentioned, is really just one of it. When you talk about the bus transportations, the monorail, the boats, and now the Skyliner, it really is something that is included and is part of your vacation stay. So consider that.
Good stuff. All right. Another one that I was going to mention, a couple things, bounce back offers. Okay. So when you're down there at Walt Disney World, This is the only opportunity you're going to get. A lot of times you're getting, Sometimes the offers are different, but sometimes you're getting like a preview of what the offer might be to the general public down the line. Like maybe you're getting early access to a free dining package or some kind of a room discount that's not available for way, way out in the next year, where it probably will be later on, but the availability is going to be a lot more limited at that point. The thing is, with bounce back offers, when you're there, at least think about it, because some people are going to go back, and a lot of folks that listen to our show, we travel, at least once a year. Maybe, we're lucky to get to go twice, three times. And the thing is, if you put down that deposit while you're there, you can still get home and change, based on availability, you can change your dates and modify things, maybe even change a resort. And, if stuff doesn't work out, you still get that deposit back. So there's really no risk, and you're locking into a discount where you may not get one later. So I think that's something you got to think about too, that, that's kind of ongoing. The offers do change. Actually, it changed recently. But that's one of those things. There's no harm in throwing down that deposit because you can get it fully refunded if things don't work out once you get home.
Agreed. I totally agree.
So Jennifer had that one. I appreciate that because I was going to go with that. So,
thinking
about other things that are good values, this is just kind of because it's the day after Thanksgiving. We're talking about holiday sandwich. I think Earl of Sandwich is always a steal at Disney Springs if you're looking for something cheap. I think Polite Pig is a really good deal for a really counter good. Service meal, and it's great food. Oh my gosh, it's so good. So just kind of random other things. I was thinking about this the other day, but I was thinking about Downtown Disney for some reason. You remember that they used to have a store where they sold blind, like, grab bags, like junk bags? You remember that? God, Paige used to love that store.
I do.
She would get one every trip. What it was usually, like, old, like, trinkety type stuff from, like, the previous year. She loved that. And it was literally, like, a brown bag. Like, you would pack a lunch.
It was, yeah. They had the price on it, and you went up and got it.
God, she
loved that.
Saw
a lot of people smushing those bags trying to figure out what was in
and
them.
She would have almost a meltdown because, like, there were like 100 bags, and I think were they $10, $5, something like that, I don't remember, but something like that. So she would save her souvenir money, and she'd always have to get one, and she would have like a meltdown over, I can't decide which one to get, because she was like 8, and this is like the biggest decision of her life at that point. And oh my gosh, the pressure. I'm like, you can't tell that to your kid, but I'm thinking, you're just gonna get a bunch of junk.
Right. It doesn't. It's gonna be okay. You'll like whatever's in there.
But she loved it. That was one of those fun. That was a fun souvenir though, because it's like an experience. It was like one of those they called like Kinder eggs now, but back in the
day. Yeah. Right. Yes. True.
All right. Anything else you got?
So I think the what Disney is allowing people to do with the Magic Band upgrades for on-site stays, that is a huge value. Instead of paying full price for some of these customizable Magic Bands, you get to choose from some cool designs, and they're going to credit the value of your plain Magic Band toward the purchase price of this. That's awesome. And I don't think Disney got nearly enough credit for that. That was something they absolutely did not have to do. So that's a really cool thing. I also feel like for those who drink soda or coffee or even iced tea, the refillable mugs, still a good value, really and truly, that you get to pay that price for and have drinks at your resort throughout your stay. That's huge. I think that's another really good value when it comes to Disney.
That's very true. And Justin actually says in our live chat, he likes renting the bicycles at the resort. Not very expensive for a lot of fun. Depends. I remember riding around Boardwalk with Mallory and Paige, her best friend, in the baskets after Beaches and Cream. That was one of the worst times I ever had at Walt Disney World. Yes, it was brutal. In that like Volkswagen size quad Surrey. That was crazy. They are fun. And stuff like that, like renting the little boats, what are they called? Like water mice or whatever they call them. Those are kind of fun. I like the also one of the things I would say is a pretty good deal is like at your resort, if you want to do like a tie-dye t-shirt or make a craft at Animal Kingdom Lodge, sometimes there's they have like the painting with the twist. It like I've seen that at French Quarter and Riverside. There's a nominal fee, but I think for the experience you're getting, it's probably worth it. It's a good deal.
No, I totally agree. I think one of the best values that's available for a Walt Disney World vacation is the Memory Maker. That price, it really, first of all, you're getting priceless memories.
Yep.
Let's just put that out there. It's hard to even put a price tag on some of these pictures that you see, the memories that you have, the fact that if you were to just even buy a few of the photos that were taken with your photo by your PhotoPass photographer, that you're up to near the cost of the memory maker. So consider that, adding that on to your next vacation package. It really is truly worth it.
Yeah, I would say, because if you think about it, before, you know, memory maker, it was just kind of PhotoPass and you basically bought your pictures a la carte. They were like, you know, $17.99, $20 a pop, you know,
think about it.
The thing I like is they've really made it, I would say, user-friendly with Memory Maker, where you can add the, you know, when you, because you can kind of look at it as instant, and then when you get home, kind of post-production in your pictures, where you can add frames and graphics and really make them look cool. Kind of like, to me, that kind of reminds me of like 2000s pictures, like back in the day. You know, I don't know, when you add like the, you know, the frame around it, like, you know, Christmas 2019 or whatever in the corner, that's cool. But it reminds me of like the 2000s. But then, you know, you can instantly share stuff on social media, which I really get a kick out of. And, you know, I love like seeing my picture immediately, like on the launch of Rock and Roller Coaster with my kid. That's cool. You're not going to get that otherwise.
Yeah. The ride photos, like people always make, well, some people, most people know the value of it, but people say, well, can't I just have the PhotoPass photographer take a picture with my phone? Yeah, you can, but you're not going to get the ride photos and the ride videos even at this point. So that's worth it. And add in the Disney Springs sort of the backdrops that you can go over there and take pictures of. And that's a really cool thing.
And you got to do all the walls, the bubblegum wall.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. So not a millennial. Because I'm going, you know, the millennials can still see. You know, the Generation X are now going to Walgreens and buying reading glasses. So sad. All right. Becky's got a great point in the live chat. Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, free to play at the with your park admission. You get a new pack of 5 cards each time you go to the park as long as you visit a portal. I've never done Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. I'm not related to the card games, but man, I know people that do it and love it. And it's a great value because it's included in your park day.
100%. And I think true, not only those, but like the, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean where you get the map and you hunt and those things. Yeah, absolutely. Those kind of things are very cool too. So yeah, agreed.
And you get a souvenir in the end. You get to take home either the map or the cards. And,
right.
You know, and they change. And I know, like, if you say, if you go to a Halloween party, I think they have special cards during the parties.
For sure.
From what I've heard. No, all right. One more. Give us one more and we'll cut loose and have a good weekend.
Well, we mentioned it. I think we've mentioned it a few times lately, but I'm going to say the dining plans. In the past couple of years, they've really made some big changes. First of all, they dropped the dessert from the quick service plans and the counter service meals in all of the plans, which a lot of people asked for. They wanted the ability to use those snack credits for what they chose and not necessarily a dessert. So instead of only getting one snack credit per day, you now get 2. That's a big plus. But I think the biggest thing that has added some value for this has been the addition of you're being able to use your drinks at both quick service and table service locations for specialty alcoholic and non-alcoholic drinks. That easily raised the price or the value of those drink credits essentially to about, you know, between $10 and $15 a pop, really and truly, for both quick service and for table service. So you have to consider that. I know not everyone drinks alcohol, but there are a lot more specialty non-alcoholic drinks than there ever were in the past. And that could be anything from specialty lemonades and other fruit juice drinks to smoothies and milkshakes and whatnot. So it really has increased the price and the value of the dining plan.
Yeah. Related story with that. I just remember, again, when Paige was younger, and they would always have the drink in the like souvenir cup. It was just a plastic cup, but it was like the Tinkerbell juice or something. And it came with that little clip-on, little light-up Tinkerbell. God, we must have had 10 of those things. And the thing was, like, she had to have it. You didn't want to be the bad dad. You know, you're on vacation. You're not going to tell your kid no. So that helps. And I will say that, speaking of like all the like quick service desserts back in the day, we used to always bring a backpack. Like, we were that family with, like, you know, we could have survived forever with this big backpack I used to use when I worked at Space Camp. And the thing was, by like day 6 or 7, we'd have probably 7 or 8 or 9 or 10. Remember those little like chocolate cakes that were round in the little cases?
Yes.
We had those. We could have survived a month because they were like, they had a little like confetti on top, the little like sugary confetti.
Yes, right.
Because the thing was, we got them with our meals. We weren't hungry. So we just throw them in the backpack and we'd end up with 10 of them.
Well, now that you've solved that thing, because now you have the extra snack credits. So,
you know what? We moved, but I'm going to go in the storage room and see in that backpack if there might still be a cake. Because I'm kind of hungry.
You'll find a cake. Hopefully it's not still good.
Yeah, hopefully not. That'll be bad. All right. Well, it's been a fun one. It's Black Friday. Good deals down at Walt Disney World. So thanks a lot, Pam. Do you stay inside and shop on Black Friday, or do you get out there with the crazies like my wife?
No, I am not a get up. I don't get up anymore and go. There might be one thing I want to get, but it's typically like not something that's going to sell out. Like, I'm not going to go and get a TV. I buy my TVs at, you know, the same place. And I just, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to, listen, I am not the girl to save $50 to get up and go out and like fight with that madness. It's not going to happen.
Our last two TVs have been like the TV on the front of the Target ad for like this steal. My wife is, I'll admit, I'm super competitive about everything, not Black Friday, but my wife, that's the only time where like her competitive juices get going. So we will probably have a new, like, you know, $150 70 inch TV probably today, because
you can use it to read your email.
That's it. My 150 point emails. That's right. Because I'll challenge her, like, if you see it, use my card. If you can get the 70-incher for like $200, do it and bring it home. And we'll have to, then you have to get the sound bar because there's no sound coming out of the thing. Then you got to buy a new like entertainment center because it doesn't fit on the little table. So yeah, you pay for it in the end, but it's her deal. It's her day. You know, like I have my thing and Black Friday, God bless her, is her thing. So we'll see how it goes. All right, well, that's going to do it for today's show. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our great friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. And no kidding, there's still plenty of time to put a vacation under the tree. And think about it. You're going to make memories forever. Everybody's going to go nuts when they find out, hey, you know, you don't have to go over Christmas, you know, or the holiday season. You can say, you know what, spring break, we're headed to Pop Century, man. Those kids are going to be like, whoa, it's going to be a commercial in your house. They're going to be going crazy. Throw a guidebook under there. Throw a Mickey stuffed animal, you know, make a little box and, you know, make it a scavenger hunt that they have to find what's happening. And then, you got the memory, you got the video, it's going viral on Instagram and you're the hero of the world. I'm not kidding. And you know what? It's really easy to plan. It's not that hard. Just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out the quote form. And before you know it, you don't even have to go out and face the crowds at the mall. You've had the ultimate present. The family's going to get to celebrate together. You're a hero. Really, truly. That's what it is. You know, be a hero this year. Drop by themagicforless.com. We'll help you plan a great Disney adventure for 2020. Also, don't forget, it is Black Friday. So as you do that shopping on Amazon, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You still get the outstanding deals. You get your Prime benefits. It'll get there zippity zap. And we get a little kickback from Amazon. So please use it often. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Subscribe to the show wherever you get the show. We appreciate that so much. And give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestpod and at brguestmike. And of course, facebook.com/brguestpodcast. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Have some fun digesting all the good food. All the folks here in the States, happy Thanksgiving one more time and enjoy the football. God bless Mizzou. Please, please beat Arkansas because we haven't won a game in like a month and a half. And I love our coach. And if we don't beat Arkansas today, it's going to be bad for Barry. So go MIZ. I know you can do it. This is our bowl eligible game. We got to do it. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Friday and enjoy the weekend. Stay safe and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.